It's okay, sweetie. These things happen sometimes. Accidents happen. I'm gonna get you all clean up here. Seemed like you were just having a lot of fun outside and you didn't notice that you needed to go potty. Is that what happened? Well, it's all right. You don't need to feel embarrassed, I promise. What's that? Honey, I know you don't want to be put back into diapers, but this is the second accident you've had this week, and your mommy said that if it happened again, I need to put you back in diapers. So, can you come over here and lay down, please? I'm sorry, but you really don't have a choice here. You have to wear this diaper. You know what? Maybe next time you'll be a little bit more careful while you're playing. Come lay down on the changing table, please. That's a good girl. These are really cute diapers. Are these the diapers that you wear at home? Oh, you only wear diapers at night. I see. Does your mommy change you or do you change yourself? Mommy doesn't. Okay. I figured you still needed help. Go up for me. There you go. That's a good job. Okay, let's get you all cleaned up and wipe you up. Come here. I'm sorry. I know it's a little cold. Here, let me warm this one up for you. That seems like it's a little bit better. Is that more comfortable? Good. Okay. That should be good right there. A little bit of lotion for you. What's that, sweetie? You don't want to go back outside and play with your friends? Why not? Oh, I don't think anyone's going to make fun of you. Accidents happen at this daycare all the time. I think everything's going to be just fine. Let's sprinkle this powder on you and then we can go back outside together. Does that sound nice? I can tell you're feeling really embarrassed about having to wear a diaper in front of everyone. But the thing is, I can't leave you in the nursery by yourself. I need to go back outside and look after everyone after I get you changed. But I really appreciate you being good for your change. And for asking so nicely. I cannot leave you in the classroom unsupervised. Little one, please don't cry. There's no need to get upset. You know what? I have an idea. Let me check and see what time it is. You know what? Next door in the baby nursery, they're having nap time. Would you like to go over there with the babies and take a little nap? Well, you don't have to take a nap, but you can always hang out there if you're not comfortable going outside with your friends. Come on, honey. You have to either go back to the playground or into the baby nursery. I know you're not happy with either options, but those are the only possibilities, so what's it gonna be? Oh, you want your mommy? I already tried calling her, sweetie. She's not picking up yet, but you know what? I'll try again. It's ringing. Hold on. I got her voicemail. Hi there. This is Lo from the daycare center. I was just calling to let you know your little one had another accident this week and they'd like to be picked up from preschool early. Please give me a call back when you get this message. Thank you. See, hun, I'm really trying here. I think your mommy is just busy at work, so she can't come pick you up right now. Aw, don't cry. Let's see what else is in your cubby. Oh, look, your mommy left a passy here for you. Maybe that will help. Open up. Okay. Listen, it seems like you might benefit from a little nap. This has been pretty stressful for you, so I think it's best if you go to the nursery next door. What else is in here? Unfortunately, your mommy didn't leave a change of clothes for you, so you'll just have to wear your diaper. She did leave you a bottle. Would you like to take this bottle over for nap time? Okay, we can do that. Now, when we go over there, there are some rules. I need you to be very quiet because there are babies sleeping inside that room, okay? So you just take my hand and I'm going to lead you to your sleeping mat where you can lay down and have your bottle. During nap time, you're not allowed to get up for any reason. You have to lay there even if you can't fall asleep. No, you can't get up to go to the potty. That's what your diaper is for anyway. Because when that door opens, it lets in too much light and that can disturb everyone that's sleeping. So that's why I need you to stay in your spot. Can you do that for me? Okay, come with me, honey. Shh, I know it's dark in here. Hold on to my hand, I'm gonna show you where to go. Okay, this is where you're gonna take your nap. Come lay down. There we go. Let's get this blankie on you. Would you like your bottle? You want me to hold it for you while you drift off? Okay, I can hold it for you. I want you to try to nap until your mommy comes to pick you up. So, close your eyes for me. I'll tell her where you are. Good girl. There you go. Get nice and comfortable, sweetie. See, everyone in here is in diapers, so you fit right in. No one's gonna make fun of you. I told you everything was gonna be okay. You like it when your mommy rubs your tummy? Okay, I can do that for you, sweetie. I'm not gonna go anywhere. I'll stay here till you finish your baba. You're so cute. I think you're the cutest baby in this whole room. I do. You were so well behaved for your diaper change. I'll be sure to tell your mommy all about it. You're looking so relaxed now. It was probably so stressful for you to not have a diaper on. Now you can really relax and not worry about if you'll make it to the potty. See, it's not so bad being back in diapers.